Romans, Chapter 6. Sermons by Paul C. Jung. Sermon 1. The Life of Those Who Have Gained New Life. Romans, Chapter 6. Verses 1 through 11. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him, through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Everyone, today we are going to think about how those who have gained new life should live. Through the words of Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 11, in Romans chapter 5, the Apostle Paul testified to the fact that we have been justified by faith through Jesus Christ. He said that although through one man, Adam, all people became sinners, through the obedience of one man, Jesus Christ, many became righteous. However, people might misunderstand here. They might say, then, since we have received the removal of sins, we can live however we want now. Since God's grace is great, we can commit more sin. Therefore, the Apostle Paul says firmly, certainly not. Why is that? It is because we are those who have died to sin. A person who has received the blotting out of sins by believing in the gospel of the water and the Spirit is not saved to commit more sin. The reason God saved us from all the sins of the world is to make us walk in newness of life. Therefore, the core of today's word is this. A person who has been baptized into Jesus Christ has died with Jesus and is one who has lived again with Jesus, so they must now live in new life. The faith of being baptized into Christ Jesus. The Apostle Paul says this in Romans chapter 6. Verse 3, or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? This word is the center of Romans chapter 6. Believing in Jesus is not vaguely calling out only the name of Jesus. It is believing as our Savior the Lord, who came to this earth, received baptism from John the Baptist, shed blood, and died on the cross, and lived again from the dead. When Jesus received baptism from John at the Jordan River, all our sins were passed onto Jesus' body. His receiving baptism from John was not merely showing an example of humility. As the Lamb of God, Jesus received the baptism given by John in order to bear all the sins of the world. John the Baptist was the representative of mankind, and Jesus, through the baptism received from John, took the sins of our world upon his body once and for all. That is why Jesus was crucified and shed his blood. Why was the sinless one hung on the cross? It is because he bore our sins through the baptism he received from John. The reason Jesus died on the cross was not because of his own sins, but he received the judgment of sin because of the sins of the world that were passed on to him through baptism. Therefore, Jesus, baptism, cross, and resurrection are one. If we speak of the cross without baptism, we cannot know why Jesus received the suffering that a sinner receives. If we speak of baptism without the cross, we cannot know how the judgment of sin ended. If we speak of the cross without the resurrection, we cannot know how new life was given to us. The gospel of the water and the Spirit is the gospel that believes in Jesus, baptism, cross, and resurrection together. By believing this gospel, we have become those who are united with Jesus. We died together with Jesus. The Apostle Paul says that we were baptized into Jesus, and immediately says that we were baptized into his death. This means that Jesus, death is exactly our death. When Jesus received baptism from John, our sins were passed on to him. And when Jesus died on the cross, our body of sin also received judgment together. That is why the Apostle Paul said, "Our old man was crucified with him." Romans chapter 6, verse 6. Everyone, we still live with a physical body. However, in faith, our old man has already died. The old man who was a slave to sin, the old man who was under the condemnation of the law, and the old man who lived only for his own greed and flesh were crucified together with Jesus. We must believe this fact. We must acknowledge this with our hearts. When we look at ourselves, there are still weak and lacking aspects. But when God looks at us, we are already those who have died to sin in Jesus. Sin can no longer have dominion over us, because sin cannot reign as king over those who are dead. In the past, sin dragged us around. Guilt tormented us. Law condemned us. And the fear of death held on to us. But now it is different. Because Jesus bore all our sins through baptism and finished them on the cross, we have been liberated from sin. This is the starting point of those who have gained new life. We lived again together with Jesus. A person who died together with Jesus is a person who lived again together with Jesus. The Apostle Paul said, "For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection." Jesus' resurrection is not the resurrection of Jesus alone. It is the guarantee of the new life given to us who believe in Jesus. Because Jesus lived again from the dead, we have become those who have gained new life before God. Therefore, we can no longer return to our old life. How can a person who died with Jesus and lived with Jesus live as a slave to sin again? How can they live only for the flesh again? How can they live looking only at the perishable things of the world again? Of course, our physical body is still lacking. Sometimes our hearts may waver. Sometimes fleshly desires may rise up. Sometimes we may be weak and fall. However, our status has changed. We are not slaves of sin, but slaves of righteousness. We are not those who belong to death, but those who have gained eternal life. We are not the old man, but those who have gained new life. We must know this fact clearly. He said to reckon this. We must reckon ourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God, in Christ Jesus. This is a word to change our thinking. It is a word to look at ourselves with faith. It is a word to acknowledge ourselves according to the word of God. Those who have gained a new life must renew their thoughts. Everyone, one of the most important things after being saved is thoughts. Even if we have received the removal of sins, if our thoughts remain the same as in the past, our lives will be shaken. Even though God has made us new people, if we continue to reckon ourselves as the old man, it is difficult for us to walk in newness of life. The Apostle Paul said, reckon. This is not a simple emotion. It means to have thoughts of faith based on the word of God. I have died to sin. I have become alive to God. I was buried together with Jesus. I have gained new life together with Jesus. I am now not a slave of sin, but a slave of righteousness. We must reckon like this. If thoughts change, the direction of life changes. In the past, sin naturally led us. The things of the world looked good, and following the greed of the flesh seemed natural. But now we must follow righteousness. We must think about the work that pleases God. We must think about the work of saving other souls. A person who has been saved from sin must set the purpose of their life again. Why do I live? Why did God save me? Why did He still leave me on this earth? The answer is clear. It is for God to save other souls from sin through us. To let us preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit, and to accomplish God's righteous work. We must set our minds to live as slaves of righteousness. Everyone, we are lacking. We are lacking physically. Our thoughts are lacking. And our faith sometimes wavers. However, the important thing is where we set our minds. We must now set our minds to live as slaves of righteousness. I am lacking, but I will live for God's righteousness. I am weak, but I will live for the preaching of the gospel. I am not perfect, but I will not return as a slave of sin, but live as a slave of righteousness. We must set our will like this. If one does not set their will, a person flows along with the environment. If the world pulls, they go to the world. If the flesh pulls, they go to the flesh. If difficulties come, they go to discouragement. However, a person who has set their mind returns again even if they waver. They rise again even if they fall. They hold on to the Lord's righteousness again even if they are lacking. The life of a person who has gained new life is not the life of a person with a perfect physical body. The life of a person who has gained new life is the life of a person who has set their mind on God. It is a life of believing in the baptism, cross, and resurrection accomplished by the Lord, and uniting oneself with that Lord's will. We were baptized into Christ. We died together with Christ. We lived again together with Christ. If so, we must now also unite with Christ's will. We must also unite with the Lord's righteous purpose. We must also unite with the work of preaching the gospel that pleases the Lord. We must grow in the Lord like a grafted tree. Our lives, having gained new life, are like a grafted tree. Originally, we were trees of sin. We were trees that could not bear good fruit. Because the wages of sin is death, that tree had to be cut down. But Jesus took charge of our sins through his baptism and finished our old man by dying on the cross. And the Lord, who resurrected from death, planted the faith of new life in us. We are those who have been grafted into Jesus. When first grafted, good branches begin to grow. However, at the same time, old branches also come up from the bottom. Fleshly greed, worldly habits, old thoughts, and weaknesses come up. So, a person who is first saved sometimes looks at themselves and is disappointed. They might be discouraged, saying, "Why am I still like this? Why am I so lacking?" However, there is no need to be discouraged. The important thing is the faith that is attached to the Lord. If we live listening to the Word, receiving guidance, and serving the work of the gospel inside God's church, the Lord trims the unnecessary branches inside us. And he makes the branches of new life grow and makes us bear the fruit of righteousness. It is not that we sanctify ourselves and become perfect. It is the Lord who holds us, trims us with the Word, nurtures us inside the church, and makes us grow as instruments of righteousness. Therefore, we must present ourselves to righteous works. We must stay attached to the Lord. We must remain in the gospel. We must not present ourselves to sin, but present ourselves to God. A person's life is determined by where they present themselves. If you present yourself to sin, you become an instrument of sin. If you present yourself to the world, you are used for perishable things. However, if you present yourself to God, you become an instrument of righteousness. If a saved person lives only for their own flesh, there is no fruit. If you live only for the wealth and glory of the world, it is ultimately empty. If you return to the old life again, with the new life God has given, how foolish is that? We must present ourselves to righteousness. We must present our mouths to the work of preaching the gospel. We must present our hands to serving God's work. We must present our feet to seeking out souls. We must also present our time, heart, and material possessions for the Lord's righteous work. This may look like a difficult path. However, the Lord said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. If we set our minds to do the Lord's work and go forward to the Lord helps us. He gives us the strength to handle it. He answers our prayers. He supplies what is needed. He makes us bear the fruit of righteousness. It seems like we are doing it, but in reality, the Lord is doing it. We are lacking, but if the Lord holds us, the gospel is preached. We are weak, but if the Lord uses us, souls are saved. Those who have gained new life must live for the gospel. The purpose for which God saved us is clear. He did not save us so that only we would go to heaven. He saved us so that other people would also hear this gospel and receive the removal of sins. Still, many people say they believe in Jesus but have not received the removal of sins. They do not know the baptism of Jesus and only vaguely believe in the cross. Even though sin remains in their hearts, they live a religious life and suffer. Some people are deceived by false teachings and live as slaves of sin for their whole lives. Thinking of these souls, we cannot stay still. Because we first knew the gospel of the water and the Spirit, because we first gained new life, we must now preach this gospel. Preaching the gospel is not a work done only by special people. It is a work for which all those who have gained new life must set their minds. Some people preach the word, some people serve with prayer, some people serve with material possessions, some people bring people, and some people handle the work inside the church. Although the positions each person takes on are different, the purpose is one. It is the salvation of souls. It is the expansion of God's righteousness. This is the life of those who have gained new life. We must live with a united faith. The Apostle Paul continues to speak the meaning of union. We were united with Jesus, baptism. We were united with Jesus, death. We were united with Jesus, resurrection. If so, we must now also unite with Jesus, will. To unite means to be together in heart, believing that, at that time, my sins were also passed over. When Jesus was baptized is union, believing that, at that time, the judgment of my sins also ended and my old man also died together. When Jesus died on the cross is union, believing that I also gained new life when Jesus resurrected is union. And now, offering the heart saying, I will also join in that work, when the Lord wants to preach the gospel is union. It is said that it is good and beautiful for brothers to unite and dwell together. God is pleased when we unite with the Lord, unite with the church, and unite with the work of the gospel. Such a life is a good and beautiful life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The conclusion of Romans chapter 6 is clear. The wages of sin is death. If you present yourself to sin, the end is death. Only shameful fruit remains. Only emptiness and judgment remain. However, the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. What God has given us is eternal life. We received eternal life by believing in Jesus, baptism, cross, and resurrection. Therefore, we must now live like those who have received eternal life. We do not live righteously to gain eternal life. We live righteously because we have already received eternal life. We do not serve God to be saved. We serve with gratitude because we are already saved. We do not preach the gospel to receive the removal of sins. Because we have already received the removal of sins, we preach the gospel so that other people may also receive the removal of sins. This is the life of a person who is in the gospel. Let us walk in new life. Beloved, we are those who have been baptized in union with Christ Jesus. When Jesus was baptized, All our sins were passed over to him. When Jesus died on the cross, our old man also died together. When Jesus rose again from the dead, we also gained new life. Therefore, we are now dead to sin. We are alive to God. We must live considering this fact by faith. We must renew our thoughts. We must set our minds. I will no longer live as a slave to sin. I will live as a servant of righteousness. I will not live only for the flesh, but I will live for the righteousness of God. I will live for the gospel. We must set our minds like this. We are lacking. However, if the Lord holds us, we can bear the fruit of righteousness. We are weak. However, if the Lord helps us, we can be used as instruments of the gospel. We seem to be nothing, but if we live with a faith united with the Lord, God saves souls through us. Everyone, let us live like those who have gained new life. Let us not present ourselves to sin, but let us present ourselves to God. Let us not follow the life of the flesh, but let us pursue a spiritual life. Let us not live for perishable things, but let us live for the eternal kingdom of God. The Lord has given us new life. Now, I hope that all of us walk in that new life and become blessed saints who dedicate the rest of our lives for the righteous work of the Lord. Amen.